relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Hey, it's Jim Hansen, and I am sitting in for Dr. G today on America First Radio. And I got to tell you, it's for a good reason. Today, Seb is actually auditioning for the part as the next Bond villain. And I just tweeted out a picture he sent me from the set where he is in costume, in character, as what is likely to be the next Bond villain. And here's the best part of it. The number one thing that people have hated about the new franchise is they're going all politically correct. And, oh, we got to have this identity politics character for the next Bond, him, themself, right? Themself, himself, herself, itself, whatever. Here's the cool part. Seb's going to be the villain only until he defeats the non-binary BIPOC new Bond, and Sebastian Gorka will then become James Bond 007. Is that not phenomenal news for America and for James Bond lovers everywhere? God bless America, and God bless people with baritone voices and British accents like Dr. Sebastian Gorka. For those of you who don't know me, and that could be quite a few of you, the best place to find me is right there at my Twitter feed, Jim Hansen DC, because my job is to confound the people on the left, the woke mob, the people who are trying to shut down this country, fundamentally transform it into a socialist crap hole. I try to drive them to distraction. That is my goal every day. And it's not just a meaningless trolling of people who, you know, hate America and hate everything that has been good about this country. It is to prove to them that they're not going to win. All right, that's the point. They have been winning. Let's not even delude ourselves for a second and think that the ones on the left, they started off as Democrats, became liberals, turned into progressives, and now they're woke, all right? Well, what they really are is commies, all right? Let's bring back the word that actually describes these losers. They're commies. And let's bring back hating commies, all right? It's a thing to do. We were great at it. If you listen to the intro of the show, you had Reagan and Gorbachev and all these people. We used to actually stand strong for beaten down commies. Well, guess what? The time has come to do it again. So join me every day in hating on at least one commie. And they're easy to find. They're all over the place. Just pick one. Pick one, hate on that commie, and go ahead and do it. Do it on social media. If you got one at work, do it there. Do it at a neighborhood barbecue. Do it at a holiday party. I don't care where you do it. Just beat down one commie a day. And since I've been informed that apparently it's illegal to chuck them out of helicopters, we'll have to do it on social media and in other ways and just figuratively take them down. And we're also going to stop them from taking down our republic. Now, there was a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift that all of us got, and it was delivered to us from a father. I believe he's in Oregon. And, you know, he was Jared Schmeck is his name. And yes, you know what I'm talking about now. He is the wonderful human being who called in and told Joe Biden, let's go Brandon. Which Biden, being the mental midget, drooling, dementia-suffering, non-coherent, non-compos mentis commander-in-chief, actually repeated back and agreed with. Yeah, I agree. Let's go, Brandon. And we all know the best part of that was watching Jill's face as she just facepalmed for the fact that her husband just told himself to F off on national television. It was a wonderful, touching moment. And the fun part about it, aside from just the fun part being that it was wonderful that this happened, you know, and that a man and a collection of mental midgets who make up his administration just got publicly mocked. But even better was the fact that it set off such a storm of outrage on the left. They were apoplectic. They were like, oh my God, the president has been disrespected. This was just the worst thing that ever happened. After 5 years of nothing but F Trump and decapitated heads and every single just billions of different ways that they grotesquely and obscenely disrespected Donald Trump and the presidency. But now all of a sudden their mental patient is the problem and they don't want him to be mocked. So they lost their minds. And we got a video cut, if we could get that one ready, of one of the mental midgets on MSNBC who actually thinks this is a matter for law enforcement. So if you could kick video cut one.
When these people are speaking, they're not joking. MAGA isn't about taxes. You know, let's go Brandon isn't about what you feel about supply chain issues and gas. It is the cry of insurrectionists. It is the cry of people who want to violently take over this country and oppress anyone who is not like them. And that's what makes this dangerous. And to the degree that Joe Biden can laugh it off or anything else like that, that's fine. But I hope that we have a Justice Department and an FBI and a CIA that investigates where the anger that leads to these kinds of statements comes through, because these people have already attacked us with guns. You think they're going to come back and do something less aggressive next time if they feel they can speak this way to the president? I don't think so.
We attacked him with guns? I must have missed that. How did I miss that? I'm the Special Forces weapons guy. You'd think I'd have gotten a memo on that. But apparently, the FBI, the DHS, the DOJ, the everybody needs to go ahead and investigate where the anger is coming from, because this is not about mocking Biden. This is simply about going ahead and starting the next insurrection. It's probably a dog whistle coded decoder ring thing. And somehow saying, let's go Brandon, tells the people in that cave in Kentucky to go ahead and start loading magazines, because they're going to take the Capitol again. I there was so much derp in that one little segment of that moron trying to make what was nothing but pure mockery of an incompetent, incapable president, and trying to turn it into something that the whole world has to fear. Oh, and then let's go ahead and abuse some more of our state power, because we haven't done enough of that. You know, I mean, they are looking for every single excuse, and they are now going to call anything any of us do insurrection, sedition. It's going to be just another excuse to deploy the forces of the government against their political opponents. And what they want to stifle dissent. They want us to shut up. Well, no! If anything Again, I call to you, my compatriots, my comrades in arms, my fellow Americans, do more of it. All right. If this makes them mad, do more. And any of you thin lip milk toast cream in the coffee conservatives who got your panties in a wad over this, like Eric Erickson and other folks, the David French wing of what may still constitute our party, I don't even know what to say to you other than get ready, because there's more coming. We are not about to slow down. All right. The other team has been after us and disrespecting and talking smack and calling us names and all of it. And we're done. I'm not going to take it anymore. All right. Well, I don't know the guy on network. We're not going to take it anymore. No, we're not. We are done putting up with anybody telling us what we can say or do. And if it hurts your feelings, good, because that was the point. This was not about taxes. It was not about supply chain issues. It was not about race or sex or gender or any of the other made up woke garbage. It was about the fact that Joe Biden sucks as a president, and we're not going to pretend anything different. We are going to tell the world, and we're going to take that office back, starting in the midterms and finishing in 2024.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Hey, it's Jim Hansen, sitting in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and today is December 28th, which means there are only 4 days left in 2021. Now, as you're planning year-end tax deductions, we're hoping you'll remember our friends at the Nonprofit Prison Fellowship. They're the Angel Tree folks, and thousands of our Salem Radio Network listeners have made generous donations to our Christmas campaign to help children of prisoners, and they will be getting a nice tax deduction for that. Well, you can still get one, too. And more importantly, support the year-round work of Prison Fellowship just by going to sebgorka.com and clicking on the Angel Tree banner. If your gift is made before midnight on December 31st, it will have an incredible impact as Prison Fellowship begins to prepare for 2022. That includes Angel Tree summer camps, Angel Tree sports clinics, and even many in-prison programs that help share the love of Christ in even the darkest corners of our prison system. Please consider making a tax-deductible donation today at sebgorka.com. Just click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, and with your compassion, help transform the lives of prisoners and their children through Nonprofit Prison Fellowship. Well, now we're going to be joined by a friend of mine, Ivan Garcia Hidalgo, who is the CEO of Americano Media and who is not a Latinx. He is a proud Hispanic member of this country, patriot, and all-around outstanding human being. Ivan, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you, buddy?
I am well. Well, listen, I wanted to have you on because one of my favorite failures of the Republican Party through most of my adult life has been not capitalizing on the natural affinity that Hispanics, as God-fearing, patriotic Americans who love their families, should have for the political right. And you are a leader in that field. You, running Americano Media, are reaching out to that community in ways that have consistently been done far too little and far too well. So thank you. But tell us a little bit about what you see as the path forward to bringing more of these properly right people into the fold.
Absolutely, Jim. Hey, thanks for having me, by the way. Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Ho, ho, ho.
And to all of our listeners as well. Look, you nailed it on the head, right? Is I think, you know, the party hasn't done anything, quite frankly, since the election, since the president's campaign and his policies were able to move the Hispanic vote in our direction. I don't think the party's done anything. And that's unfortunately been a historic truth, right? Outside of maybe the Bush years and the Trump administration, Republican Party hasn't really done anything for to bring Hispanics over, and it's a shame because it is the natural home for Hispanics. Hispanics are Republican. Hispanics are conservative. You look at the last election in Virginia. You know, they tilted the scales big time, bringing in the vote at 56% for Youngkin, something that had not happened in the past. I think Biden won that state by 65% with the Hispanic vote. So, you know, Hispanics can flip elections, will flip elections, and they continue to move forward. We saw the Harvard poll. It showed, I think, 43% on both sides, pretty much tied. There's another poll. I think the Wall Street Journal showed it at 37-37 tied, Republicans and Democrats. And there's another poll, I think, that showed if the election were today, Trump and Biden, it's pretty much a dead even. So Trump has been able to move. Trump and conservative policy has been able to move Hispanics back to where they belong at a 50-50 split. And you know what? I know there's some things happening right now that are in the works. They're probably going to move that needle a little bit more, Jim.
Well, I think that, yes, the policies and actions of President Trump helped. I got to be honest, though. I think the bulk of the reason that the recent elections have started going this direction is because of the Democrats, because of the fact that their policies are killing people. When you've got a community that has a fantastic work ethic, that has entrepreneurs, that has all of these people who want to do the American dream, to build a better life for their family and make the world better for their kids. And the Democrats are killing that, especially during COVID with lockdowns and all the other things they did to destroy the economy. That killed a bunch of businesses that many of which were run by Hispanics. And then look at the riots of 2020. Whose businesses were being destroyed inside the cities. You know, these were not rich white liberals getting their businesses destroyed. It was hardworking Hispanics and black people and Asians and others who do the hard work in those inner cities. They got their businesses destroyed. So I'd like to thank the Democrats for that. But I want more of what you're doing on the side of the Republicans to make it better.
That's right, Jim. And, that's exactly where I was going is, it was the Trump administration, the policies, lowest unemployment in the history for Hispanics, for blacks, for Asians, for women. First time in over a decade where we had, actual increase in wages, and it benefited Hispanics the most. But you know what? This big shift that has happened after 2020 has been all Joe Biden, has been all Democrats. They have embraced openly Marxism and socialism, and they're not afraid to say it. And Hispanics know exactly what that means. Everybody that's here has either fled that themselves, or their parents or grandparents bought them here, fleeing exactly those policies. They know exactly how that. We all know how that movie ends, Jim. We've seen it in Venezuela. We've seen it in Cuba, Nicaragua. We just saw in Peru, they just elected a communist. We just saw in Chile, just last Sunday, they elected a very, very progressive Marxist, you know, millennial out of all things. You know, so it is, you know, it's a very, very big problem. Like I tell a lot of people, if you think you're going to find a solution to your problem locally, it's not there. It's a very organized, global, well-funded, global movement, and we got to fight back. And the only way we're going to do that right now is we got to bring Hispanics back where they belong, to the Republican Party, where they're going to sit there and tilt the scales, and we're going to throw Democrats out of office and keep them out for the next generation.
Amen, brother. We've been talking here with Ivan Garcia Hidalgo. He is CEO of Americano Media. And I can't tip the scales here too much, but you're going to be hearing some good news involving him and his efforts that is going to help push all of the Hispanic folks who belong in our tribe into our tribe. So thanks for all you've been doing, Ivan. This is Jim Hansen. We're doing some America First Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have giant box stores or any shopping channels. They've been instead targeted by cancel culture, but now they want to pass on big savings directly to you. Get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with promo code G-O-R-K-A, or king-size pillows, usually $89.98, now only $29.98 with my promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to actual beds. Promo code G-O-R-K-A also works at mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Hey folks, it's Jim Hansen sitting in for Dr. G, and we are going to get right into the thick of the invented insurrection with one of my favorite actors and an all-around awesome American, Nick Searcy, who is the star, to the extent it's a star thing, of a movie called Capital Punishment, capital with an O, like the building where the insurrection didn't happen. Now, this movie, Nick, was, and you showed us clips of it. We were out visiting in California before. By the way, did you migrate already?
Well, we're 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Okay. We have an outpost established, and we're going to be spending a lot of time there over the next year. But we'll be back and forth.
Okay, so that's kind of good. So you can infiltrate in and out of occupied territory.
Yeah, and when the whole state collapses, we can just go, okay, I guess we can't go back.
Right, or you just, you know, appropriate Barbara Streisand's house in Malibu or something. I've got my eye on some places I might take over when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. But the movie Capital Punishment is about January 6th. More importantly, it's about what they did to our people after that. Now, let's not deny the fact that there were some people who did some really bad and stupid things, violently attacking law enforcement officials. There were also a whole lot more, exponentially more people who were there doing protected political speech and who ended up getting scarfed up in one of the worst abuses of power I've seen in my lifetime, and who now are in an American gulag. So tell us a little bit about what you wanted to show about that, you know, horrendous situation with this movie.
Well, I was there on January 6th, and the reason the movie came about is because when I watched the news after I left there that day, I didn't see anything of what I saw. All I saw was the violence at the Capitol that they showed us. They didn't show the huge crowds. They didn't show the people singing the Star Spangled Banner and singing hymns and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They didn't show the happiness, the joyful nature of the crowd. And so I started going, what's going on? Why are they only showing this? And what we learned in creating the film is, like, yeah, there were bad people doing some bad stuff, but there were also police officers doing some bad stuff. Mm-hmm. There were also people that were very suspicious individuals that didn't look like any Trump supporters I'd ever seen that were instigating some bad stuff. There were also people there that probably worked for the FBI, a guy named Ray Epps, and more of this stuff is coming out. And it came about as an exploration of what really was the story, because I just knew from what I had seen that the media was intentionally leaving out a huge portion of it and lying about the other.
They are propagandists, first and foremost. They are pushing an agenda which includes demonizing their political opponents, us, and anyone who exercises political speech or dissent that they dislike. And I think that became horrendously obvious, as you mentioned, during the coverage, because the amount of violence versus the tens of thousands of people who were there doing something that is the most protected thing by the Constitution was not anywhere near in balance. Now, I want to play a clip from the movie of part of what is outrageous. Just it's a family being arrested by the FBI. And let's just run this clip and then you can tell us about it.
My wife said she heard them before I heard them. I'm a very heavy sleeper. But what woke me up was a concussion grenade. Those things are really loud. Once I get into the area where the living room and the kitchen opens up, another flashbang went off on the side of my house, and I could see the silhouettes of about 10, at least 10 on the side of my house. You could just see all the tactical gear and everything.
Now, what the people who are listening on the radio couldn't see was that clip showed armored tactical vehicles rolling up on a house to arrest people for something that could have been done on the sidewalk with one police officer. Instead, we had another massive SWAT raid on people for essentially no reason. Why are they doing that?
Well, it's intentional. It's meant to demonize. It's meant to intimidate the people that they're doing it to, and it's also meant to stigmatize them in their community. We talk to a lot of people here that in the movie that it's the same over and over again. 6 a.m, they come to their nice suburban neighborhood with tactical vehicles, 20 SWAT team members, all these rifles. They break down doors. The one thing in that clip you didn't get to, they handcuff this man's wife and his 13-year-old daughter, threw them out on the sidewalk. And these are people that have never been arrested for anything before in their lives. They don't have a history of violence. There's no reason to treat these people like they're drug cartel members, except that what they want to do is send a message, not only to them, but to everybody around them, going, if you stand up to the government in any way, this is what's going to happen to you. They're trying to paint these people as criminals and as white supremacists and racists. And Tony Martinez and his family, Tony says in the movie, yeah, I've been called a white supremacist. And I can't even pronounce his first name. You know,
it's like, well, he's one of them white Hispanics, you know, that they invented when they want to play these kind of games. We are talking with Nick Searcy, award-winning actor, international sex symbol and star of a movie you all should watch, Capital Punishment, capital with an O. Go to the website and pay the money so we can get more of this good content from Nick, who actually has a real job riding horses and pretending to be a cowboy on the film screen. But we want him to do more of this, too. And Nick, that's part of the game. Our team has to push back against their propaganda. And what you do is you humanize the people they demonized with this movie.
That's right. And one of the people we talked to in the movie is Ashley Babbitt's husband, Aaron. And we tell her story, and that was the intent of doing that, is to, she has been so vilified in the press as some sort of radical right-wing white supremacist extremist. And you see in the movie, nothing could be further from the truth. This is a beautiful young woman, joined the Air Force when she was 17 years old because she was moved by 9/11 and wanted to serve this country. And for them to treat her this way in the press, it's just a lie. And to cover up for the fact that she was basically executed for no reason. It didn't have to happen. And when you see the footage, we show the whole 2-minute sequence in the movie of how she was murdered. It will shock you, because this was easily avoided. And that officer Byrd, did not do the steps he needed to do before he used deadly force. And yet they just want to say, oh, yeah, we didn't see anything wrong here, and cover it up because it fits their narrative.
Well, I have taught use of force. I have taught shoot, don't shoot. I'm a former special forces weapons guy. I've taught hostage rescue teams of many of our allies how to react in situations like this, what is permissible and not permissible. And there is just absolutely no question in my mind that Lieutenant Michael Byrd murdered Ashley Babbitt, and that's a disgrace that they are still covering up. We're talking with Nick Searcy. We've been talking about his capital punishment movie. I want to move a little broader into the abuse of state power by the feds to all of us after this break. This is Jim Hansen. We are right here doing America First Radio and making sure that all of you have your marching orders for the figurative counterattack against the woke mob.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Prison Fellowship.
Other portions of America First are brought to you by the righteous anger that Nick Searcy and I feel for what's been done to the prisoners almost a year now in solitary confinement in the American Gulag, which prompted Nick to make the movie Capital Punishment, capital with an O. Go watch it. Meet the people who this has affected, gain some righteous outrage, and then do something by getting involved in the political process in some way. Just do something. I don't care what it is. Nick, I wanted to not that we couldn't continue to talk about your movie, because I really think you did a good thing, or we could talk about you riding horses in Westerns and stuff like, because I'm a little jealous. I got to be honest. I'm a little jealous. I don't have a reason to strap a six gun to my leg. You know, I mean, I live in Virginia. I can at least conceal carry, but I would like to be able to ride a horse with a gun around my neighborhood. I guess there's really nothing stopping me, is there?
No, not really.
All right. Well, that's on me then. But I want to ask you, one of the things that's been really driving me a little crazy is the number. And you mentioned this with Ray Epps. Ray Epps was a Fed. He was an informant of some flavor, you know, and he's not being prosecuted for being one of the main instigators of the actual violence that occurred on January 6th. He's on video the night before telling people to break in. He's everywhere. He's ubiquitous in being a provocateur. And yet somehow his visage disappeared from the most wanted list, and he hasn't been picked up. He's not in the gulag. And again, this is part of a sad trend where a lot of the people who seem to be involved in these horrifying white supremacist, you know, insurrectionist, sedition-y plots are feds. Can we trust the FBI to not be the ones causing this domestic terrorism outbreak?
No, because the FBI is corrupt and they're lying. Christopher Wray is a liar. When he sat up before Congress and said there's no evidence of BLM and Antifa there. I mean, I'm an actor from Burbank. I have evidence that there was Antifa there. We have film of John Sullivan in the Capitol building bragging about how he did it, yelling at everybody, "We got to burn this down." We have footage of people changing clothes in the bushes, changing out of their Trump gear back into their Black Bloc gear, and vice versa. And going back to Ray Epps, I mean, he is definitely not the only FBI informant that was there. It just came out a week ago, a big article that the first breach of the Capitol was actually done by Ray Epps and people that were with him. They left. They weren't even at the end of the speech. Trump was still talking. And what they did was they went over and they took down all the fencing, took down all the signs that says restricted area, do not enter. And they went up and they broke the first windows at the Capitol. And when the people came from the Capitol, walk over to the Capitol after the speech, they didn't know that they were entering a restricted area because Ray Epps and other FBI operatives had taken all that fencing down.
Gee.
And so then some of them were charged with entering a restricted area. And they said, "We didn't see anything."
Yeah, almost as if it was, a baited trap. And I want to credit two people, Julie Kelly, who writes an awful lot of American Greatness, and then Darren Beatty of Revolver News, both. Julie has done yeoman's work covering the plight of the prisoners in the gulag. And Darren has done the work of investigative journalists that the rest of the media refused to do. And they have kept this issue in the forefront, as have you. And I think that is something that we owe you thanks for. I told you on the break that Kurt Schlichter and I have volunteered to be hatchet men for the next Republican administration and start clearing out buildings here in the swamp, which I live very near. It would be all downhill for me to the swamp. And I want to roll through there like the hordes of Genghis Khan, emptying those places of all the deep state permanent bureaucrats. Is that the only way we're going to fix this?
Well, it's very difficult because as we were talking during the break, I think a lot of our elected officials are more frightened of the career bureaucrats in the swamp than they are of their own voters. And that's why you get liars like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who have feel no responsibility towards the people who sent them to Washington. They're only working for the political class that they want to stay a part of. And so it's got to be more than just winning elections. Once we win elections, we have to do what the other side does. We have to ruthlessly remove these people. We have to fire them, and we have to replace them with people that are not corrupt, that are not leftist operatives. We have to do this kind of work. And so many times what happens is we win the election and then we just try to play nice.
Well, we can't afford.
That's a big problem with our side.
No, we can't afford to play nice anymore. Well, preach on, Mr. Nick Searcy, and go watch the movie Capital Punishment and regain the proper outrage level. This is Jim Hansen. We are still rocking a little bit more America First Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.